the collapse of Bashar Assad's government. Elected officials in New Jersey are criticizing the federal government response to reports of drone sightings. Federal officials say there's no evidence of a national security threat. And President-elect Donald Trump's invited Chinese leader Xi Jinping to his inauguration next month. This is ABC News. Cord cutters are seeing their savings cut by another streaming service boosting prices. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more.
YouTube is once again raising the price of its TV streaming service. YouTube TV surged in popularity with its low-cost service, prompting millions to cut the cord on their cable TV packages. When it launched in 2017, a subscription ran $35 a month. It jumped to $50 by 2019, then to $73 last year, and beginning next month, it will cost $83 a month. One critic on X writing, "Congrats to YouTube TV for evolving into the very thing it swore to destroy," adding the hashtag full circle.
YouTube blames the rising cost of shows for the increase. A big birthday for Taylor Swift.
A message to the smallest man who ever lived.
Swift turns 35 today, but is celebrating 10 wins at last night's Billboard Music Awards, pushing her lifetime total at the show to 49, the most ever. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Attention, library friends! The Park Falls Public Library has new hours beginning January 1st of next year. Monday through Thursday, they will be open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Fridays, they will be open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Saturday, Labor Day through to Memorial Day, they will be open 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Once again, that's Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, Labor Day through Memorial Day, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Freezing temperatures are returning, but meteorologist Brittany Merlot says beware before you step out on the ice.
Practice proper ice safety as temperatures cool down. Some sheets of ice may look safe to walk out on at first glance, but not every body of water has been cold enough for long enough at this point in the season. Residents planning to get out on the ice for some fishing should check with their local fishing clubs, bring the proper safety equipment with them, and tell people where you're going and when you expect to return. Remember, you need at least 4 inches of thickness to walk out on safely.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers get ready for the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers in prime time again in Seattle on Sunday Night Football. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith has good receivers and likes to throw deep. I talked to Packers safety Xavier McKinney.
I've gone against him before. He does a good job of looking off. That's something that I noticed that's pretty big. I think he's had some turnovers this year, but he's a really good quarterback. He knows how to improvise plays. He knows how to win. I think that's the best attribute when you have a quarterback is, you know, getting a quarterback that can will your team to a win no matter what.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers hope to snap a 3-game losing streak as they head to Indianapolis today to face the Butler University Bulldogs tomorrow, tip-off time at 1:30. That'll be followed by Bucks basketball from Las Vegas when they play the Atlanta Hawks in the semifinals of the NBA Cup tournament. Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers against Texas A&M tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska for the NCAA Regionals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In some other sports notes, Team Seal Hockey whistle flag. The Blizzard co-op team defeated Team Seal by a score of 7-0 last night. In boys' hoops, it was Shawamigan topping Goodman Pembine 54-46 in non-conference action at the Park Falls Gym. The Mellon boys moved to 2-0. They beat Washburn 68-48. Cameron winner over Ashland 88-16. And the LCO boys topped Butternut last night 56-13. On the local schedule today, the varsity boys team of Shawamigan and the JVN varsity and the varsity girls all will be at Wisconsin Rapids Assumption. The girls, the boys will play at 5:30. The girls will play at approximately 7:15 for action tonight. Also, the Phillips boys and girls will be down in Auburndale to play JV and varsity contest down there, boys and girls doubleheaders. Tomorrow, the Phillips wrestling team will hit the road, and they will be at Barron. The Butternut High School boys team, the boys and girls team, will both be at Mellon in action tonight in a doubleheader. And the boys game will start at 5:45 and followed by the girls game right after that contest tonight. Find sports scores and much more, as always, at 98qcountry.com. And now a look at today's funeral notices. Lita D. Pike, 65, of Phillips, was called home to be with the Lord on December 3rd. Lita is survived by her children, Tracy Pike Bronson of Appleton and Robert Pike of Spencer. Survived also by her grandchildren and by many nieces and nephews. A memorial service for Lita will take place at 1 p.m. Saturday, December 14th at the Maranatha Baptist Church, where she was an active member with Pastor Christian Markle officiating. This has been the funeral notice for Lita D. Pike, 65, of Phillips. Angela Joan Obernberger, age 73, Fifield, died on Tuesday, December 10th at Friendly Village Nursing Home in Rhinelander. She is survived by her husband, Doug of Fifield, by her four daughters, Carissa Smith of Park Falls, by Jessica Gavin of Tomahawk, by Kelly Seehafer of Elroy, and by Jennifer Schaefer of Hustisford, further survived by her eight grandchildren, by her brother, Dennis Moe of Fifield, and by her great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private service will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Angela Joan Obernberger, 73, of Fifield. Irene Fleming passed away unexpectedly at her home in Fifield on Tuesday, December 10th. Irene is survived by her husband, Ronald Fleming, by her two sons, Terry Fleming and Ted Fleming, further survived by her two granddaughters, by her brother-in-law, by her nephew and niece, and by numerous great nieces and nephews and dear cousins. Funeral Mass to be held 11 a.m. on Friday, December 13th at St. Francis Church in Fifield, with visitation beginning at 10 a.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Irene Fleming of Fifield. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
All right, time to do it. Ronner's Lumber bringing you our Text to Win contest since 1971, your complete building and hardware store. Your keyword for this hour is STAR, S-T-A-R. All you need to do is, on that Civic Media app, you should already have it on your phone, Android or iPhone, Civic Media app, it's free. Click on 98Q and STAR, S-T-A-R. Get that to us right now, this hour, and you'll be eligible for the drawing for $100 this hour. More keywords to come at 11, 1, and 4. STAR, S-T-A-R, get it to us. See if we can make you winner with our Civic Media 98Q grown-up gift list, Text to Win contest.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 14 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, becoming breezy, mostly cloudy, 7 above. Tomorrow, some freezing rain in the morning, changing to snow in the afternoon. Amounts will be light, but roads will get slick. Our high tomorrow, 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 17 below. 98Q
Country. My wife and I, our first big fight was about Christmas. So we got married November 5th, 1994, and the first, it was like the December 1st weekend, so barely a month later, and my wife was like, and keep in mind, I was not even married for a month yet, so I didn't, there's certain things I didn't get, okay? I didn't understand some of the cues she was giving me, okay? Because she was like, yeah, you know, it'd be a great idea if we went out and got a Christmas tree and then brought it back in the first, like in December 1st every year and then decorated it and it'll be our Christmas tradition. And I was like, huh. And then she was like, no, let's do that. Don't you think that'd be a good idea? We'll go get a tree and then we'll decorate it together. We should do that. Don't you think we should do that? And I was like, I don't know. And then she was like, no, Leland, we're going to go down and get a tree. We're going to bring it back and we're going to decorate it and that's going to be our Christmas tradition. And I was like, no thanks. Yeah. I told you I didn't know some stuff. And then she started crying. She was so sad. She's like, I wanted to create some Christmas memories. And I'm like, we're doing that. They're not good ones, but it's memories. They're... And look, it's 24 years later. We're still talking about it. Mission accomplished.
Are you so happy it's Friday like yes. I am?
Jiminy Christmas!
Jiminy Christmas indeed.
We're close to the point where you stop thinking, what's the best gift, and start thinking, what'll show up in time? Today, every Amazon driver looked at their family and said, well, see you in 2025.
There's no easy way to say this. You are on the naughty list.
Has the whole world gone crazy?
Hell right. Everybody's slowing down on a Friday night somewhere in America. There's a bottle of burn and a fire to light. And you ain't done nothing if you did it halfway. If you're gonna raise hell, then you better damn raise hell right. Hell right. Hell right.
Did you get any Christmas presents?
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, little children.
According to a survey, during the holidays, most dog owners buy a gift for their pet. And then there's the people who are too lazy to shop and just give their dog cash.
Come on, Frosty.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Oh my gosh!
Wake up!
It's a great day to be alive.
Time to shine!
98Q Country.
Single life. I gave my mama a reason to pray. Didn't care about trying to change. No, I gave my all to those empty bars. They always left me with a broken heart. Never really ever gave love a thought. Man, as soon as I swore it off, God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get every time. Deserve her and I don't know why. She gave me her hand, I gave her a ring. Then as soon as I could, I gave her my last name. Now I'm gonna give her forever. I knew what I wanted, but he knew better. God gave me a girl. I was giving her all of mine. But the first time they met us when they understood, said, how'd you get one so good? God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get. Every time I look in her eyes, I don't deserve it.
Whispering in my ear, just take a peek up in here at this little hot mess. Mister, you'll understand. I'm doing my best and I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. When she's all over me, I'm all out of control. Get no ticket, don't wanna cause no wreck. It's hard to concentrate with her pretty little lips on my neck. I say, girl, take it easy. She laughs, says it'll be fine. How am I supposed to keep it between the lines? Yeah, I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go little bit of left, little hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. And she's all over me. I'm all out of control. Hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. Have a little mercy on me, sir. I'm sorry, I know.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy, Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be all right.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I'll only live cowgirl, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Tuxedo waiters, black tie, white tablecloths and red wine. We've been planning this night, looking forward to it for some time. Now, honey, I know you love getting dressed up, and you know I love showing you off, but watching your baby blue eyes dancing in the candlelight glow, all I can think about is getting you home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about you home. I don't need this menu, no I don't. I already know just what I want. Did I hear you right? Did you tell me? Go pay the waiter and let's sleep. Now honey, on mine that our night out of the house ain't gonna last too long. When all you can think about is getting me home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there's your
Chris Young at 98Q Country. Getting you home.
All right.
Hope your weekend has some good things planned. Joel here, the morning show. Our text to win contest on 98Q is brought to you by Ronner's Lumber since 1971. Your building and hardware store there. We hang on a second. I got papers. I got just I got stuff everywhere here. All right, we're good. Our keyword, a lot going on here. Our keyword is star. STAR. Get that to us this hour, and you'll be in for the hourly drawing, and you'll have an entry in for the grand prize drawing. It's our text to win contest, grown up gift list, text to win contest, star, STAR. Somebody's going to win $100. We've had winners from, we've had Lisa, we've had Jennifer, we've had Ron, we've had Dory. I think we've had several winners. Now, this is a contest. Just so you know, it's a contest we do on all the civic media stations throughout the state. But I tell you what, the entries that come in, and I can see all the entries as people text in the entry. I just see an entry is what I see. We have a lot of people up here that enter the contest, and that's why we have so many winners. About half of our winners have been from right here in northern Wisconsin, 98Q country. So you got a good shot is what I'm saying. We've had a lot of people already take. I think we had three people take home $100 and three overnight stays at Chula Vista. And we'll see what happens here today. We didn't have any winners from right here, Park Falls Phillips, yesterday. But we were hoarding the winning part on like Monday and Tuesday to the point where I think they were going to accuse us of rigging the contest because we had a lot of people winning $100 and overnight stays. So be sure to listen in 7-11, 1 and 4. It's fun, something a little bit different. And just put that Civic Media app on your phone, which is nice to have. You can listen to 98Q and our sister station, Trail Mix 103.1, anytime on your phone. It's nice you can put your earbuds in. And you can, listen right through your phone, which is pretty cool. Many different ways to listen to radio now through without doing it with the traditional radio. I will say car radios are probably still the number one. If I was to guess where people listen to radio the most, I would guess that car radios are probably still number one for listenership. Because we got you. You're in your car and you're supposed to pay attention. You know, you can listen. Nobody ever said, don't drive and listen to the radio. We always say, don't text and drive. Don't eat and drive. Don't be distracted when you're driving. But radio, you just, it's there. So we got you, is what I'm saying. Christmas music throughout the day brought to you by Northwoods Community Credit Union. Serving the Northwoods since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland. And they bring you the sounds of the holiday season here throughout the Christmas year. And also brought to you by Warga Auto and Truck Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips. So what's going on? What's going on around the country here? Doug Ford, the premier of Ontario, Canada. Their most populous province, by the way, if you don't know Canada, Ontario is the most populous. He has threatened to reduce energy support and supplies to the U.S. Ahead of Donald Trump's announcement of 25% blanket tariffs on everything coming in from Canada. So he said, well. So it's still interesting to see how all that's going to play out, depending on who you talk to. The tariffs are something that's going to happen, at least on some of the countries anyway. So we'll see how that affects what you and I pay at the pump and pay at for everyday goods. Stanley Tools, you're familiar with them? They've recalled about 1 million of their steel thermal cups. They have those steel thermal cups. They've recalled about 1 million of them because apparently the lids have a tendency to fall off, and people are putting their hot coffee in there, and then they go up to take a drink, and the lids come off, and hot coffee goes all over them and causes discomfort, causes burns. How hot is your coffee, by the way? I mean, I guess if I had coffee at the hottest point of the last, month, and I dumped it on my leg, I don't think it would leave them. I don't think it would. It would hurt for a little bit, but I don't think it would leave a mark. So I don't know how hot people are having their coffee. I think people are going too hot on the coffee is what I think. It's a hot take. So Meta, M-E-T-A, you know what that is? It's the parent company of Facebook. So there's Facebook, and then above it, there's Meta, which is kind of owns, has the whole thing. They have donated $1 million to Donald Trump's inaugural fund, just the inauguration itself. It's going to be a good party, I guess. I might want to be the one to get yourself invited to that one. So January is when, of course, the new president, the new slash president-elect slash old president, is going to take over. So the family of Hannah Kobayashi, this is the Maui woman who was presumed to have disappeared after missing a connecting flight to Los Angeles last month, is thanking supporters and offering a GoFundMe refund. So the LAPD concluded last week that the 30-year-old had not been kidnapped or had been trafficked, as her family had feared, but she just kind of left. The reason why she did appear to stage her own disappearance, though. But she basically is saying, just kidding. And she said, I'll give all the money back. That's what she's saying up front. So that's one of the stories. So these drones, have you heard about this? Parts of the country, there are mysterious drones that are lingering in the sky. Some of them, they got pretty good videos. Well, decent videos. There's never really good videos of suspected EFOs, UFOs, or Sasquatches. There's always. I was watching, in fact, on YouTube last night, some of the videos of the drones, and I thought to myself, why can't we ever just get something just like crystal clear? How come it always has to be a blurry Sasquatch or, ooh, look at that light flashing in the sky? It's never like, hey, look, a UFO. It's got stuff coming out of its head. So those drones over New Jersey are not coming from some Iranian mothership. That's what they have determined, I guess. But the FBI has gotten more than 3,000 calls about these drones. New Jersey governor, as well as the senators from New York and New Jersey, have been learning on the learning a lot about this and leaning on the federal government for just more answers. The FAA has enacted a temporary no-fly order of certain areas, a military base out east, and none of the drones have been shot down because they are generally flying over populated areas, but some of them have flown really low. Some of them are really big. So one of three things is happening here. Well, maybe one of two things is happening. Either someone's gotten really good at this drone thing and is playing a joke on absolutely everybody. Or the other thing is we're about to be invaded by aliens. So I don't know which. And I don't. I'll lean on the first one a little bit there. I've always had the philosophy that I don't think we should be so arrogant to think that we're the only thing in the universe. That's always been my philosophy. Do I believe that there's aliens, lingering above the planet Earth right now in those drones, as some people are saying? Probably not. But for us to think that we're the only ones, I think that's pretty nose in the air kind of stuff there. But it is interesting. At the very least, someone has figured out some pretty cool technology with these drones, and they're just not even, like, detectable. You would think with all the ability to track devices and stuff, they'd be able to figure out if someone's, if there's, like, an 8-year-old kid sitting in his bedroom somewhere, and he's making all these drones do all this stuff. You'd think that they would have the technology to find that person, but apparently not. It might be. Wouldn't that be, that would be good if it was, like, an 8-year-old kid, wouldn't it? I don't want it to be like a 30-year-old Harvard grad, because then it's just like, well, we expect it out of you. I want it to be like an 8-year-old kid who just figured something out, and he's playing a video game in the sky. Let's get you updated on what's going on. Our keyword, by the way, again, if you missed it earlier, is star, S-T-A-R. Text that to us right now. We're giving away $100 this hour in our Civic Media grown-up gift list text to win contest. It's time to get you updated on news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A United Healthcare spokesman tells ABC the man suspected of killing the insurance giant's CEO, Brian Thompson, was not a United Healthcare member. Prosecutors in New York are presenting evidence to a grand jury as they try to secure an indictment against Luigi Mangione. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
His supporters are donating tens of thousands of dollars to online legal defense funds, including one set up anonymously on GiveSendGo. The group saying, "We are not here to celebrate violence, but we do believe in the constitutional right to fair legal representation."
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Turkey is working to prevent a power vacuum in Syria after the collapse of Bashar Assad's government. Elected officials in New Jersey are criticizing the federal government response to reports of drone sightings. Federal officials say there's no evidence of a national security threat. And President-elect Donald Trump's invited Chinese leader Xi Jinping to his inauguration next month. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. January 1st from 1 to 4 p.m. at Copper Falls State Park, they're hosting their first day hike. You can ring in the new year with snowshoeing, beautiful wooded trails. There will be a 2-mile and 4-mile option. You can also enjoy a warm fire, hot cocoa, and treats after the snowshoe. Sponsored by Friends of Copper Falls and North Country Trail Schwamgen Chapter. Once again, that's January 1st from 1 to 4 p.m. at Copper Falls State Park. Are you ready for winter? Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has some tips on how to get that snowblower working.
And with the snowy season underway, it's time to get your snowblowers ready. Experts say to check the scraper bar and the snowshoes to see if they need to be replaced. Then, fire it up. If it doesn't start, take a closer look. Check the cooling machine, drain the gas, and replace it with a small amount of clean and fresh fuel.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers get ready for the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers in primetime again in Seattle on Sunday Night Football. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith has good receivers and likes to throw deep. I talked to Packers safety Xavier McKinney.
I've gone against him before. He does a good job of looking off. That's something that I noticed that's pretty big. I think he's had some turnovers this year, but he's a really good quarterback. He knows how to improvise plays. He knows how to win. I think that's the best attribute when you have a quarterback is, you know, getting a quarterback that can will your team to a win no matter what.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers hope to snap a 3-game losing streak as they head to Indianapolis today to face the Butler University Bulldogs tomorrow, tip-off time at 1:30. That'll be followed by Bucks basketball from Las Vegas when they play the Atlanta Hawks in the semifinals of the NBA Cup tournament. Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers against Texas A&M tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska for the NCAA Regionals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene last night, Whistle Flag, the WSFLG co-op hockey team, defeated Team Seal at the Rec Arena last night by a score of 7-0. Boys hoops last night. It was Shawamigan topping Goodman Penbine 54-46 in a non-conference tilt. Shawamigan evening their season record at 2-2 now. Mellon topped Washburn 68-48. It was Cameron topping Ashland 88-16, and LCO beat the Butternut Boys last night 56-13. Lots of action tonight. Most of it on the road. The Shawamigan boys and girls will be at Assumption for varsity games tonight. The Phillips boys and girls will be at Auburndale for contest tonight. The Phillips wrestling team will be wrestling at Barron. On Saturday tomorrow, the Butternut High School boys and girls basketball teams. This is now a doubleheader. The boys and girls of Butternut will play at Mellon tonight, with the boys starting at 5:45, and the girls will follow after that contest tonight. And on the Lakeland schedule today, the boys' basketball team will travel to Anago, as will the girls' basketball team will be at Anago tonight. At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Attention holiday travelers and ice fishing fans. County Line Express Station on Highway 70 between Fifield and Minocqua is your one-stop shop this winter. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. They are the only gas station on this stretch. Ice fishing gear, they've got you covered. Check out the Vexilar FLX 30 Gens Pack, perfect for pros, and the compact, powerful Vexilar Scout 800 Fish Finder. Plus live bait, St. Croix rods, winter gear, firewood, propane, snacks, premium fuel, and more. County Line Station, your ice fishing headquarters this Christmas season.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hey, did you know there are only 2 weekends left before the holiday, including this one? Not a lot of time, but lucky for you, Macy's is having a one-day sale right now. So your weekend should include a trip to Macy's, where you'll find great gift deals, like 20 to 50% off beauty and fragrance from Drybar, Lancome, and Shiseido. Plus, this is the only weekend to earn Macy's money. That's another great reason to shop Macy's one-day sale before, well, you're all out of weekends to shop. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 14 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, becoming breezy, mostly cloudy, 7 above. Tomorrow, some freezing rain in the morning, changing to snow in the afternoon. Amounts will be light, but roads will get slick. Our high tomorrow, 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 17 below.
98 Q Country.
I love my boots broken. I love my camo hat. Don't mind a little paint on my jeans. Yeah, I roll like that. I love driving my truck across a railroad track. If you hit it too quick, it'll hit you right back. I love a fresh cut. Frost on.
of that ragged old barn that my grandpa made. It was my whole world back in my innocent days. I love that little white church out on 109. It's where I hit my knees and I thank the Lord for this life of mine.
Something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
She grew up on the side of the road where the church bells ring and strong love grows. She grew up good. She grew up slow, like American honey. Steady as a preacher, free as a weed. Couldn't wait to get going, but wasn't quite ready to leave. So when I sing, pure and sweet, American.
Lady Antebellum, or Lady A, to be politically correct, I guess. It's cold. It's cold out there. We're going to warm it up, though. We're going to see temperatures about 15 today, but we're still lingering 10, 15, 20, 30, I don't know where some of the temperatures are where you live, but they're cold. They're cold out there, and we're going to be warming up for the weekend, though. And Mace Michaels, our civic meteorologist, indicating that tomorrow, a little bit of precip tomorrow with the temperatures around freezing could provide an interesting mix and could hinder some of the travel a little bit tomorrow. It's not going to stop you from going, but it could get interesting. So if you're moving around shopping, Christmas shopping tomorrow, just know that it might get a little slick at times out there. We had high school sports on last night. Apologies. They're in all the years that I've been covering high school sports, and it's been a long time. Never have winter sports games moved around more than they do now, because participation numbers are not great for a lot of the high school basketball programs, and the JV games get bumped. And when the JV games get bumped, that means that times get moved around. And a lot of times we then combine boys and girls games that were initially not boys and girls games. So there's a lot of moving pieces on the schedule. And the morning guy tries to keep up with it as best I can. We were a little late getting to the Team Seal hockey game last night, so we apologize for that. Our next broadcast is coming up next Tuesday. We are going to have Phillips at Shawamigan Boys next Tuesday. The Price County rivalry will be here in Park Falls, and we'll have that for you right here on 98Q. And then next Friday, we got the Shawamigan Boys going to Prentice. So we have a mixture of all kinds of different games. We're tweaking and revising the schedule as the schools are needing to revise schedules also. And the problem, of course, with moving some of these games around is that now our local athletic directors, they have to find officials that are available to do those games. So there's a lot of officials that are doing doubleheaders, triple headers, probably not triple, but doubleheaders of basketball games. For instance, tonight, the Butternut boys and girls are going to travel to Mellon. They'll play a boys and girls varsity doubleheader tonight. So that'll be a fun one up in Mellon tonight. Mellon team looking pretty strong this year. So we'll continue our coverage. We'll archive the audio that we are able to bring you games of, and we'll kind of finalize our post holiday schedule here. Some of the things I think have moved around since I put that schedule together a couple of weeks ago. Your keyword for this hour is star. You got about 8 minutes to get that to us. If you have not texted us yet the word star, someone's going to win $100 in our Civic Media 98Q grown-up gift list text to win contest. So here's what you do. Android, iPhone, you got one of those? Go to your app store, Civic Media, put that on there. It'll just, that little colorful little Civic Media app will live there. You can tap on there. It allows you to listen to 98Q, which is a benefit all by itself. But if you tap 98Q, hit text, and put the keyword in there, then you're in for the comp. You're in. STAR. We don't make you, the contest part of radio has changed a lot. And we're trying to make it convenient for you. And hopefully, I know it's an inconvenience for some because not everybody has that. I know. But it is more convenient for most. Star, STAR, is the keyword to do that through the Civic Media app. And we appreciate all of you and all the entries. And boy, we've had a lot of local winners. I wonder if I can bring up, if you can just hold on just a second here. Talk amongst yourselves. Just drive. Watch out for that deer. Let's see here. The winners. We've had Lisa. Lisa from Up in Butternut. Lisa Dahlgren was a winner. She won, if you need a loan, she's got an extra $100. Tom Sharp was a winner of an overnight stay at Chula Vista. Jennifer Schulke was a winner of $100. Another person to hit up for a loan. Ron Brendel in Chula Vista, overnight stay. Dory Mongold here in Park Falls. Hit her up for a loan. She's got an extra hondo now. And Jeff, that's not ours. So those are some of the winners that we've had, and we want to make you a winner and in for the grand prize drawing. It's all brought to you by Ron Ernst Lumber. Since 1971, your complete building and hardware store.
Heckman Auction and Estate Sales presents an in-house holiday auction, but don't wait. Bidding has already started online at heckmanauction.com, ending Sunday, December 15th at 7 p.m. Preview in person right at Heckman Auction on Lake Avenue in Phillips and check out the 95 F-150 pickup with a topper, carved wooden statues, antique wood furniture, a three-section modular half-round couch, and other great furniture, plus a bunch of fantastic glassware, stoneware, and other household items totaling 360 lots. Bid before 7 on Sunday at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah!
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho ho ho!
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though. Hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanella says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you-can't-have-just-one-slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
98Q Country.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space, and I know a place outside of town where it don't. On, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. Oh yeah, I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them low beams, spin you in some red dirt, sweep you off of both feet. Out here with the sunset, Silverado back beach. Never wanna go home and never wanna not be dancing in the country. Dancing in the country. Making me wanna play some Alabama.
celebrating Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 38 days until Donald Trump is sworn in for a second term in the White House, he invited Chinese leader Xi Jinping to his inauguration, but sources tell ABC Xi will not accept. Trump's cabinet nominees continue to meet with lawmakers. ABC's Mary Bruce says the choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth met with a Democrat for the first time, John Fetterman of Pennsylvania.
Fetterman, tight-lipped.
Are you considering voting for him?
So it's just like it's a conversation.
Supporting him, Senator? Hegseth has been battling accusations of sexual misconduct, excessive drinking, and financial mismanagement. He's denied it all.
A Florida woman's been charged with threatening her insurance company after it denied her claim. Police say she echoed words that were written on the bullets that killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Man charged with killing Thompson, Luigi Mangione, was not a United Healthcare member, according to the company. He remains in custody in Pennsylvania. This is ABC News. Russia's keeping up its attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Overnight, Ukraine says Russia tried to bombard the country's power grid again, using nearly 200 drones and almost 100 missiles. Last night, a call that brings back all kinds of memories. A passenger